Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Linda, welcome back in. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Hi, Dom, and thank you for the nice things you say about my work. But we have an entire team in Pennsylvania, and they are amazing. And we're having a Protect the Vote event on Monday in person, September 9th, at the White Marsh Valley Event Center. And Chairman Watley and Pam Bondi are going to be in town again. So if any of the listeners want to sign up to go, please go to protectthevote.com, and it will be a great way to meet the other members of my team.
That's exactly right. But yes, you were bolted to your desk. It doesn't matter. It was Labor Day. On Friday, we got you on as the other case was breaking. And Linda, we're in contact with somebody that we'll have at 2 o'clock around this whole thing. What is the latest, or what do you see that went into this whole debacle?
Well, this whole Eagles fiasco with the sign at the bus stop that seemed to indicate that the Eagles endorsed Kamala Harris, it's resulting in people being outraged, and they are not outraged at Donald Trump.
Yes.
So I think that's a good thing to come from it. But Don, the solution to information that might be wrong or that we don't agree with is more information. And that's what the First Amendment is all about. And that nice American who was down there taping up signs spreading around the Eagle statement, that was more information.
Exactly.
And people who are going to vote. Yep. And people who are going to vote for Donald Trump, they understand that. And I know that we're talking about this word misinformation, but we're actually that's a word that the left came up with. It's a stupid buzzword term that the Democrats, the mainstream media came up with to force meme us to justify government interference in narratives. But the government should not be intervening in speech. And that's what's wrong with this entire Eagles fiasco, because as we both know, the Secretary of State has this fact-checking website, and he says we are committed to providing accurate, trustworthy information about election administration. So he fact-checks certain things. But who decides what is his misinformation or what's not, and what's important enough for him to put on his website? And that's the problem with government interfering in this.
Exactly. And also, to your point yesterday and my point, he doesn't have anything up on the state website today. If you want to have a teachable moment, this is a really good moment to say, here's how we're going to deal with stuff like this, because of AI and everything else, there are going to be a lot of fakes. But Linda, I think, too, the person who did this, apparently the ad agency seems to indicate, got the key to be putting these posters up in there, or had their own key made to do it. So, you know, is somebody going to track that? There's got to be cameras, et cetera, and see who engaged in this. It's not their ability to do that, to start this wild goose chase off.
Right. And remember, both Al Schmidt and Governor Shapiro started an election threats task force, and their entire task force was supposed to combat misinformation and election interference. And Tom, I filed an open records request to find out about their meetings, about what they were doing, about the data that they were gathering, and I got back 150 pages from them, and almost all were covered in huge black lines. I couldn't even read it. 150 pages of redacted information. So they're starting this election interference task force, but not giving out the information to the public.
So wait a minute, Linda. What can you do next? Then I'm on to this, because I'd like to see, and I bet 90% of it are against Trump and things of that nature. What can you do next when they redact everything?
Oh, I already appealed. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Good.
I already appealed.
Out of the game again.
Yeah.
And I had reached out to the Philadelphia DA's office, because they also talked about election interference. And I said in writing that we would be happy to partner with them. And I got back a letter saying that they are completely nonpartisan, so they can't partner with the RNC or give us a seat at the table. But they told me that they're going to investigate crimes involving election interference. So I'm going to follow up with the Philadelphia DA, because this is apparently was a crime, because somebody broke into that bus station glass and figured out how to put that poster up. And it was election interference, because it was putting out information that would really sway voters or tell voters things that were completely incorrect. So I'll be following up with the DA's office.
Perfect. That's exactly, you know, because I want to reinforce, as you know, with listeners who get depressed with everything. I mean, come on, grow up on this. This is a battle for our life. of what you guys are doing. This is a perfect example right here. It's a good opportunity to call out Al Schmidt and the others. This is truly that word misinformation here. It's not a joke. Apparently, there was something criminal that went on. Linda, you made a great point, too, on Friday. Listeners may or may not be a holiday weekend with us. When this Commonwealth case came down, we just heard the RNC, and we believe notice of appeal that the Supreme Court will hear it. I guess that's the Pennsylvania Supreme. Dan, did they appeal to the Supreme Court of the United States?
No, it's Pennsylvania Supreme Court. I sent that to Dan.
Oh, you did.
Our notice of appeal was due within 3 days because the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania shortened all the deadlines for these election matters. So our notice of appeal was due yesterday, and the brief, I believe, is due today. So we have lawyers working on that. So that's all in the works. And so that entire case where the Commonwealth Court said that forcing voters to date a ballot is unconstitutional, and therefore that the boards of elections still have to count those ballots, that entire case is being appealed.
I think I only predict here, put on my legal hat, Dan, for a moment, even though not recognized in Pennsylvania. Even the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, I could see a favorable decision here. At some point, people have to recognize the prerogatives of the legislature. But Linda, another point you made, and those in the media don't have it, they believe they won, that every county in Pennsylvania has to follow this case now. You made the point it was Philadelphia and Allegheny County that were involved in this. So this doesn't speak to mandatorily, even if this is the law, right, that other counties have to do this.
That's another big problem with this decision. This judge issued an order, but the only parties in the case were Al Schmidt, the Secretary of State, and Allegheny and Philadelphia. So none of these other counties had a chance to participate or be involved. And that just goes to the more election chaos in Pennsylvania. So the Supreme Court's going to hear this, and I absolutely hope that they do the right thing, because asking someone to date a ballot is not an unusual burden. And do we really want everyone to return their ballots with that not filled out? I mean, we've already diluted the signature requirements in that they don't really let us check to see if the signatures match the signature on file. So do we really just want people to just return undated ballots? I mean, would you return your ballot and not date it? No, you want to fill it out and date it so that you know when you signed it, they know when you signed it. I mean, it's part of the process.
Absolutely. One other area to inquire, softening up the battlefield again. We can't possibly, big column today, have all the votes counted by, election morning, something like that, the next day or even that night. And all that money that was put in, Linda, to my understanding, you're the expert, though, on this probably. There's new machinery. Some of these counties are saying they think they're going to be able to handle this. They're going to tag in another team to keep counting. All that money that was spent, it's to avoid this excuse we can't get it done.
Right. So remember, and I've told your listeners before, that Philadelphia accepted the grant money, so they have to count 24/7. They can't stop. And in 2020, they did stop. They stopped pretty frequently, and that's one of the reasons it took so long. And it is true that they have new machines. They know what they're doing. We already had one of the lawyers on our team, Jody Felice. He's often on your show. He went down and he looked at the setup, so we know what the setup looks like. We really had a lot of mail-in votes in 2020. Of all of the votes returned in 2020, it was about 38% were mail-in. But that number has really very steadily ticked downward for every election.
You were saying, don't you think, I'm asking though, that it might tick up this time, the mail-in ballots?
Oh, I think it will tick up, but I'm not sure if it's going to tick up to the high that we had in 2020. And then combine it with the 24/7 counting, the better machines, and they know what they're doing, it probably won't take as long. But you know what? Voters have to be confident. Voters have to get out there. I can't have any of this as an excuse for voters to stay home. Voters have to cast their vote, make sure their family and friends cast their vote, go to protectthevote.com so that they can poll watch, go to trumpforce47.com, which is a way that we can get out the vote. That's really important for voters.
I don't care. There's no excuse. Whatever they say, you ought to be more angry at anything you hear like that. treat it as what they're trying to do, trying to depress the vote. Go out and vote. Grab every person you can that you think is going to vote the right way and take them there to vote. Linda, side question today. We had the experience of John Middleton, owner of the Phillies, plopping down next to us or right in front of us at the Phillies game the other night. He roams the stadium talking to fans. What an unbelievable guy this was. Ever run into a celebrity when you weren't expecting it? Who was it and what was it like?
Well, Tom, I spend my entire time at my desk trying to keep voting fair and safe in Pennsylvania. But I will tell you a story. I think this happened about 15 years ago. I was at the Union League and I ran into Justice Scalia and I was just so just like gobsmacked. I was, you know, that's my kind of celebrity. And I said, and I actually said this. I said, Justice Scalia, I said, please make sure you're eating lots of fruits and vegetables so you live forever. And all these lawyers around me looked at me like, how could you possibly say that? You know, because you know how lawyers are just so stuffy. And he turned around and he said, I'll do my best. Like, he didn't miss a beat. So,
Well, Linda, you were right on point. You may not remember this. I filed this away. This Malvo woman, writing big columnist USA Today, said, I hope when Clarence Thomas got on the bench, his wife feeds him bacon and eggs and grits every day, twice a day, so he'll, you know, pass away earlier. She said, wrote a column on that.
That's just nasty. I don't know how we got so nasty and abrasive. That's completely unnecessary and nasty, but that's where we are today in politics. And again, that's why we need to get all the voters out there. We need to reelect Donald Trump. We need to put him back in the Oval Office so that we can correct some of this.
Absolutely. Linda, that website, can't give it enough times. Give it again, please.
ProtectTheVote.com. Please sign up at that website or TrumpForce47.com. And if you go to ProtectTheVote.com today, you can find out about our event on September 9th on Monday. It's going to be great. Chairman Watley's back in town. Pam Bondi, they're going to talk to the people who show up to volunteer, and then we're going to have a training for them afterwards. So it's going to be a great event.
Thanks, Linda. Sure, we'll talk before then. Thank you very much.
Okay, take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.